Well, osteoporosis literally means bones that have become thinner and more fragile and so are much more likely to break. It's a condition that's sometimes called the silent epidemic because on its own, it's not painful. You can't see it. You don't always know you've got it. But it's the fracture that's painful and debilitating. And what is concerning is the increase in the number of these fractures, which appears to be more than we would expect for our increasing elderly population. In 1985, we had 46,000 hip fractures in this country. But if current trends continue, we can expect to see around 117,000 by about 2016, and that's actually more than a doubling in just 30 years. Osteoporosis is to some extent a naturally occurring process as we get older, and it really helps to identify the high-risk patients. It's worth discussing with your doctor if you've had a broken bone after the age of 50. Another group of patients at risk are those patients taking steroid tablets, that's prednisolone, for more than 3 months. Several other factors, like a strong family history and early menopause. If you have a low body mass index, if you smoke or if you drink heavily, can all contribute to your risk of broken bones. We can also influence how strong our bones are. Walking, jogging or running really does help to maintain the skeleton. And it's particularly important during childhood, so the stronger our bones can be during our teenage years, the more we can afford to lose as we get older. It's important that we have a healthy, balanced diet, which contains enough calcium, particularly dairy products, but also fish, dark green vegetables and some of the pulses. You also need to get vitamin D, which helps you absorb calcium. We get most of that from sunlight. And if you can stop smoking or at least cut down, and certainly reducing alcohol intake will help reduce our bone loss as we get older. Prevention is obviously the most important thing. There isn't actually a cure, but we can certainly slow that process down by treatment.